Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. It's Wednesday, Spirituality What? Listeners, you know what that means. New episode. Woo, woo, woo. Welcome back. I'm Rebecca. Sometimes I forget to introduce myself again on these intros, so I'll try to get better at that. Today, we are jumping into part two of our Tattoos as Spiritual Beings with Shirley Escribano. She is a friend of mine, and this episode, we're really going to dig into kind of tattoos as cultural and personal milestones, the community and individual healing around tattoos. We're going to talk about tattoo removal as a healing or as a shift, get into societal changes in the perception of tattoos, which is pretty fun. We've come a long way. Tattoos as overall self-expression and judgment and tattoos and how they serve a purpose in our life. So welcome back to this week, and we're going to dive right in.
Yeah. So taking the horrible aspect of killing millions of people or whatever, decapitating people, he did the job that he was requested to do. Or maybe that was a test and totally. He passed the test.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, going back to like the milestones, like achievements as well is a great way and a symbolization of progression. I mean, I guess I also think of like there's a lot of indigenous tribes now that have a certain set of tattoos that you get in certain locations or in certain ways to sort of symbolize
represent
progression
their milestones.
Through,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes. You see that more into more native cultures. That's why almost like you see old photos and a lot of times they're not willing, like they're not excited about, or they're like in terrible pain. And, but that's their, almost their spirituality. It is their spirituality. So they go through the ritual, not willingly, as we get our tattoos nowadays.
Sure.
But it is part of representing that achievement or that step up in society, or this is your role in this community. So we mark you this way or that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it maybe in that sense, it's a little harder to see it as a healing, but it is. You earn that. Because that is your role and that's what you are going to, that's your part in this community. Mm-hmm. So that is your healing to this community.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
It's what you offer.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a different definition of healing, but yeah, I can see that too.
Yeah. If you think about it, everything that we do that apports to, like it adds to the community, it's a healing. It's our role. In community, we are healing, giving what we can, what we're good at to make it better. So that's the healing in essence.
Yeah, absolutely. It's more community focused healing rather than individual self focused. Yeah, but totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can get
so
on board
now,
with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like the old lady, I believe she's in the Philippines that does the hand. I don't remember if she does the hand poked or like tapped.
I've seen her on Instagram, I feel like, or she was in a magazine or something that I saw.
Yeah. She's like 90 something years old.
Mm-hmm.
She picks what you get.
Yeah.
Because there is a representational imagery to the energetic thing that she picks up from the person.
Yeah,
so absolutely. Again, that is her saying you are this, and she
or
is
you need
putting
this
it
or whatever.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So that's a healing. It's always a healing.
I like that. So now I'm like going to throw out to the listeners, like, and probably the question in the poll on Spotify will be like, have you had a tattoo experience that isn't spiritual and isn't a healing? And like, what is that like? And what does that feel like? And maybe you thought it was non-spiritual 10 years ago. And then now you're like, oh wait, it actually was, because now I'm this much farther in life, and hindsight's 2020. Right. And so you can see where, what that kicked off for you in life.
Yeah. But, well, you know, I think you said it perfectly. Like, maybe my first tattoos, I did not think of them as healing per se, but like my first tattoo was after I got divorced.
That makes sense.
So that's a huge a healing.
Changing. Yeah, exactly.
If that's not a healing, I don't know what that is.
I like it. Exactly.
You know, so it's a perfect example. And again, the reason that people don't know why they choose this image or why they want to get tattooed now doesn't mean that it's not their spirit, their soul is asking for a shift. Mm-hmm. And that shift is a healing. Every time that we do shift is healing to our energetic body, to our soul.
And I would venture to say that the same goes for tattoo removal, right? So it's possible technically to get a tattoo removed through some sort of
laser
procedure. It's quite extensive from my understanding, and usually harder than getting the tattoo on, like more sessions to kind of get it off and stuff. But I would say the same goes for that, right? It's a big decision, and it is a, you know, something that is represented physically on your body, but it's sort of the same thing. Like you're, I don't know, closing a chapter, like you're just done. You don't need that image anymore. You don't need that feeling. Like the memory was, you know, doesn't go away. It's still kind of baked in there, but.
Yeah. It's a process, and mm-hmm. it's almost like it's a very beautiful representation of what we as spiritual human beings do, trying to make a better version of ourselves. Like you go back into your old things that you learned, and it's like, oh wait, I am not that anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like this that I learned from whoever when I was a child suits me. This is not who I am. I don't need it. I'm gonna let it go. So it's the same as with the tattoo removal.
Or cover up.
Or cover up.
Yeah.
It's moving on from something that you don't feel represents you anymore.
Yeah.
And that still counts as a shift. And yeah, even when they did get, let's say, a gang tattoo, it's like, it's hard to see that as a healing, but that's what they were, it's huge for them when they get it at that point, because they think that being accepted.
Part of a community.
They're totally. Part of a community. Somebody's noticing them, and they feel the value of, mm-hmm. of their own existence. So it is a big, big thing. Like you cannot minimize that. But then in the future, if there's something that it doesn't represent the person anymore, then it makes perfect sense to move on. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, nothing really is permanent 100%.
Yeah, totally.
So we have the ability to shift and change things as we go along. And that goes from a tattoo to our beliefs and everything else.
And I mean, depending on where you get your tattoo, it changes the way it looks as you as your body changes, right?
So that too. That too. Even physically too. Yep. It suits. Yeah. So it's so beautiful. We're always changing. I mean, that's the only thing we can't change.
Yes, I like it. Yes, we are. I mean, hopefully, right? We're hopefully always changing and growing and learning, and you know, even in our moments where we are paused and we're sort of waiting or recuperating or whatever, we're still moving forward, you know, and still going with that. So we also talked a little bit about change in the industry with tattoos. So you were talking a little bit. I remember that show with Kat Von D, and I thought that was, I was a much younger, I think, then. It was a cool show. So the industry has changed a lot. There are more women getting tattoos. I mean, I think the art, the caliber of artists that you see, some of the art you see online, I just cannot believe that people can do that on, I mean, whatever. I don't paint anyway, so that people could do that in general, but then also do that on somebody's skin with just the way how bodies are such a different kind of canvas. Mm-hmm. I personally also feel like, and want to get your perspective on, like, how has the perception of tattoos in general changed in society?
It's a good one. Like I said, I'm close to 30 years in the industry. So I've seen the different almost chapters.
Yeah, totally. What did that look like? Yeah, what were those chapters?
You know, it's simple. When I first started tattooing, I was looked as, you know, either a person that has been in prison or a person that, you know, from the streets. And I'm a college graduate person, you know, just because I had tattoos, I was looked like that.
Yeah.
Or look down, maybe.
Sure.
So now, almost 30 years later, it's actually the unicorns are the ones, the people that don't have tattoos
anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we've come like soaring through the how people, society perceives tattoos. And now you see a lot of people with face tattoos, and it's like, it's still a little shocking, but people are getting used to it really fast.
Yeah.
And whatever you grow up as believing and thinking, it gets tested every time you see somebody with a face tattoo. It's like, are you going to judge them, or are you going to see it as, oh, this person tattooed their face? Okay. Like
I'm just like, but there's so many, like, it must hurt so bad. I'm like, it's so, like, so many bones everywhere. Like, I feel like that's the part that hurts the most is when you get tattoos on bones. But
I mean, yes, different and no different than getting tattooed.
Yeah, just in general.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just your eyes are shaking.
You know, some people feel that it feels nice.
Yeah,
because it's like a massage.
Mm-hmm.
So, but outside that, it's just kind of like the contrast, really high contrast. But no, I think now we are entering a times that with the new generations, they are bringing all of these more open-minded views of reality. Tattoos are also being part of that. So people, the older people are getting used to see them, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, that's true.
The people my age, my generation, see them and it's like, oh, okay, and nothing to it. And the young ones are like, will probably appreciative of like, oh, like you did this. Like, do you want to talk about the story? Do you want to share? Mm-hmm. So... Yeah. It's gone from the one extreme to the other. It's really wonderful, actually, and refreshing.
Yeah, I feel like something I have noticed, I don't get a lot of mail, but I do get some catalogs, which I think is hilarious because I never really know how I sign up for those catalogs. But either way, I get catalogs. And I don't remember the brand, the catalog that came recently, but I was surprised. I would say about 50% of the models, and it could be that they just use the same model and I wasn't really paying attention, but had visible tattoos. And it, you know, it wasn't like, I don't know, like a motorcycle company or something. It was just regular clothes. Like I want to say it was like Athleta or something. Like, don't quote me on that, but like, it felt like it was like something just generic, like just clothing.
Regular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you see it in commercials too.
You see, I'm it's like, I don't watch
TV commercials.
I mean, it's TV.
Well, no, but like some streaming services put commercials in.
They do, yeah.
So, but you see people, because I don't watch TV either, but you see now people with tattoos in commercials. I'm still like shocked about it. And it's like, oh, yay.
Finally. Right?
We are getting there.
Yeah. You do bring up an interesting point too, which is this sort of the history, like tattoos came from or implied a certain level of education or a certain background or something like that. And I think, you know, I think back, I would say, I guess it was like the late 90s when my older sister got a tattoo, and you know, she was like 16, and you know, I was like, don't tell anybody. And and I'm like, well, I don't know, my younger sister and I are like, well, we're both like, who's gonna get their 10th tattoo first? Right? And it's like, I mean, you know, it's not obviously a competition or anything, but it's just really interesting how something that's so ingrained in Native and Aboriginal traditions was then sort of seen as this like negative thing, and now is kind of finally coming back into light, and it can kind of be anything now. It's just it can be Native, it can be from the streets, it can be the CEO has a tattoo on his face. Like, I mean, I don't know any CEOs that do, but like maybe we'll get there someday.
Yeah, well, it is an expression of yourself. So it's really interesting because as a tattooer, a female tattooer, sometimes you deal with people that could be a little scary, intimidating. And I learned early on that not judge them because of what you've been taught. Mm. Actually, if you want to know about them, you can ask. Or me being sneaky, look at the tattoos.
Totally.
And a lot of the times, tattoo will tell you the story. Or sometimes they tell you, I am putting a barrier to scare you away from me because I am delicate and I don't want that kind of attention. Mm-hmm. No, I look tough. It's like, well,
that's a big
you
teddy
know,
bear.
Yes. And it's so much more often, it's not always, but it's so much more often than not.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know, we do adorn ourselves. We get our gauntlets or our protective warrior paint permanently, you know, or we're celebrating this beautiful achievement. Or I like memorials is another example. It's like, let me help you take this pain off your brain, because your heart will heal, but your brain will not allow it because it's like beating
stuck.
You.
Yeah.
Let's get this out of your brain and put it on your body so you can see it and you can remember. But you don't have to have it bouncing in there all the time.
You don't have to hold it then in your brain. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's put it here. You can see it. It's still there. You're not forgetting. I promise you're not forgetting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing that we've been doing since the beginning of times.
Yeah.
And we have, all kinds. Our protective symbols or reminders of who we are.
Exactly. So we've talked a little bit more about, I feel like when you give tattoos, but also getting tattoos, what about the process? And especially now with the Reiki, is this energetic process is the whole process, but like, what about the process is your favorite or is more spiritually connecting for you as the person giving the tattoo?
Oh, as me giving the tattoo, again, not everybody that comes to the chair knows the whole gamut of what I offer. So I am not going to push it unless I see the spark, or I leave it open that if it's the thing that we'll ask or something in conversation will bring it out. I've always loved, I don't know, there's many things to it, But I think I love the very beginning of the first touch of the tattooing, starting the tattoo. Because, I mean, it almost feels to me as exciting as taking off.
Okay.
In a flight.
Okay.
And it's nervous and exciting at the same time. And some people are more nervous than others. And some people are like,
yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, totally.
So I love that first touch. And also, it's that whole image of the honor of the trust. That I just, it's bigger than what I can handle, you know.
Mm-hmm. I never put that word to it, but like, you do that, right? When you shop around and you ask your friends where they've gone and you're just trying to kind of figure out what's right for you, like you are putting a lot of trust in the artist who's going to create this, you know, beautiful masterpiece on your mm-hmm. body forever, for as long as your body is around or you decide that you want that.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, well, a lot of people do it and they don't realize that they're doing it. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. It counts. Yep. They're doing
it. Yeah. Totally.
I had the other day a girl, and she was probably like young 20, and she looked like super young. I don't know. People are starting to look very, very young to me.
I know. Me too. But, somebody called me ma'am recently, and I was like, are we doing that now?
Yeah,
exactly.
But she was like young 20. And she asked to see my portfolio. And my heart just, like, I got so excited. It's like, look at you doing what you're supposed to do. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm so proud of you. Here's my book.
Yeah.
It's like, I know already that you are in the right hands.
Mm-hmm.
But I am happy that you are doing your part. And you're, like, being the big responsibility.
Yeah, totally.
As what getting tattooed is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like a lot of times people just, oh yeah, it's you're a tattooer, you know what you're doing. It's like, no, a lot of tattooers don't know anything. Like, or they're not there shit. Yet. I don't
yeah. The gloves are off, the secrets are out.
Sometimes you get people tattooing that shouldn't be tattooing. Let's put it that way. No, yeah, sure. I don't want to put
you
anybody
get that in
down.
Any industry, I would say though.
Yes. Like, yeah. So, you know, it is good to do a little bit of research
mm-hmm.
or at least come and talk to the person, because even a bad tattoo yes. is still doing its what is
supposed
the intention.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes. Which it takes me to, like I tell people, it's like sometimes they're like bashing other people's tattoos. And it's like, you know what? That session did what was intended to do. And sometimes the people don't even know the difference, and that tattoo is beautiful and perfect for
exactly.
them. And you cannot take that from them. So stop bashing.
Thank goodness there are artists of all different styles and shapes and types, and that we can all get shit that we like on our body, because that person probably liked it. In most cases, they liked it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and they
just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's bad.
Exactly. And they're proud.
Exactly.
Or maybe that was what they could afford, but that to them is like everything.
Exactly.
So you have to see every person with that respect and allow it to be. Like, yeah. Who are we to judge anything, honestly, but like a beautiful tattoo.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, including tattoos. It's yes. like, you know, that tattoo that could have been done maybe better was exactly what that person needed at that moment. And mm-hmm. that is all that matters.
Yes.
So
true.
I don't think there's anything, like maybe she or he felt the connection with the tattooer and they had an amazing experience.
Yeah. Amazing session. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like it all counts. It all counts. Even that, you know, like I believe that people land where they need to land, but we do have a choice and mm-hmm. it is our responsibility to actually at least try to utilize the choice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. I like that. And it goes back to both the intention and also sort of like everything happens for a reason at the time that it's supposed to happen. And, you know, in 10 or 15 or 5 years, or maybe even 5 minutes, you'll realize why something happened. And sometimes we don't. And sometimes we kind of take for granted that things are still good and whatever. But a lot of times hindsight really does help, because you can say like, oh yeah, this did happen. And if that hadn't happened, these 10 other things probably wouldn't have happened. And so that's how I got where I was today. And it was supposed to be like that. So I like that a lot.
Precisely.
Yeah. So we are closing on our time today, and it's been very fun, of course, as I expected. And so the last question for today for Shirley is, what is one tip about living as a spiritual being in this human existence that you'd like to share with listeners? And it does not have to be tattoo related.
Yeah. I learned helping myself become a better version of myself. I learned to be gentle.
That's a good one.
Be gentle, because we are creators and we are perfect and powerful, and we have all the potential to be anything that we want to be. But we push so hard into that image of perfection, and like the pressure of needing to be something that you think that you're supposed to. And it's like, you know, you're perfect the way you are right now. You are better if you can be gentle, been gentle with yourself and gentle with others.
Yeah.
So we can actually be in a better space in our hearts and our minds, mm-hmm. to actually be better.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I've read a quote, I don't know, in a couple of different books recently, where it was like, would you treat your friends like that? And if not, then don't treat yourself like that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm sure they've said it, you know, a little bit better in the books, but it's sort of like a similar principle, like, you know, would you talk to your friends the way that you talk to yourself sometimes, or your family? And mm-hmm. I think the answer most of the time is no. Like, no, we wouldn't, because we're really hard on ourselves. So I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Be gentle. It's just as simple. Yes. It's simple and like so much more than we give it credit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Shirley. So before we close out, what if people are interested in seeing your portfolio or looking at what you do or getting in contact with you, what is the best way for them to do that?
Yes. I know we're going to share the links and stuff, but my full name is Shirley Escribano, and it's Sherley. And Escribano is Escribano. And you can find me on all like Instagram and Facebook under my name.
Awesome.
And yeah, everything is all linked together. I have my tattoo page, I have my art page, I have my Reiki page. And fabulous. Obviously it's a beautiful merch thing within them. But if you prefer looking at one and not the other, you can do that too.
Yeah. Awesome.
But yeah, we'll add the links to,
yes,
to
definitely. The comments. Yes, we definitely will. So wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Shirley, for taking the time today. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to use the Q&A on Spotify. So I'll let you know if there are any questions for you.
Yeah, but it would be lovely. Yeah, I'm super happy to answer questions and help people. Like I love guiding people. It doesn't even have to come to me for a tattoo or a Reiki session, but like if I can help
connecting,
guide people
mm-hmm.
in a loving way.
Awesome. Wonderful, Shirley. Thank you.
And that does it, folks. Wraps up where we were with tattoos as spiritual beings with Shirley. That's it for today. Thank you so much for joining. If you have any questions for Shirley, please head over to our Spotify poll. Check out the questions there. I will make sure to get everything back. Also, check out Shirley on Instagram for sure. Tell all your friends if you're still enjoying this podcast, and we will see you next week. Thank you for joining me on today's spirituality what? Adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact, tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.